With deepest reverence, I humbly bow again and again to the Divine Mother, who exists in the heart of all her creation in the form of Shanti, peace, Daya, compassion, Shraddha, faith, Bhakti, devotion, Prema, ecstatic love, and Shakti, divine energy. Welcome. My name is Vishnudas. The universe and all life within it are expressions of the divine. In the Hindu tradition, the divine is considered masculine in its transcendent, unmanifest state. The manifest universe, on the other hand, is viewed as a feminine expression of the divine. This feminine universe is always manifesting. It is in constant motion, in a constant state of change. Its action is always creating, preserving, and destroying. It is a dance of energy that is always transforming. This dance of energy is called Shakti. Shakti is the motivating power behind all action in the manifesting universe. It vibrates in all things. It is within us. It is the life force, the life essence behind our individual thoughts, feelings, senses, and heartbeat. It is the source of our breath. When Shakti is approached as the compassionate mother, she is called Kali. Mother Kali is the goddess of time, of change. She is the transformer, the mother who nurtures our spiritual development and growth. It is Ma Kali who propels us forward and inward on the path of inner transformation. To her devotees, Kali is motherly love personified. Kali reveals her secrets to those who surrender to her with humility and devotion. The Divine Manifesting Mother is closer to us than the Divine Transcendent Father and is more approachable. By calling out to Mother Kali with a yearning heart, just as a child calls out to its own mother, the nurturing and compassionate love of Ma Kali cannot fail to respond. As mother, she cares for us as if we were her children. Kali the mother comforts and protects us. From a distance, Kali appears as dark as the night. As the devotee draws closer to her, her essence is revealed as transformational light. She gazes with clarity into the heart of the devotee. Her light frees us from the constrictions of the bound heart, eliminating the dark roots of all mental and emotional afflictions. The limiting boundaries of self are dissolved. It is her love and light that purifies our body, our mind, and our heart. Ma Kali's rhythmic dance vibrates throughout the cosmos and through our individual consciousness. She dances across our heart. Our heart is awakened to her rhythms of change, of transformation. When we surrender to her dance, we become receptive to her ever-new inner depth of sweet love. We enter Kali's Leela, her sportive, playful, divine dance. We learn to dance to the inner rhythms of her grace. She gives us spiritual boons. Within the womb of her creative energies, we are fanned by the flames of her sweet love and are given a spiritual rebirth. The divine is born within us. Mother Kali dances us forward into an interplay with the divine, filling us with waves of blissful awareness. Our consciousness is raised. She reveals herself to us.
Kali, Kali.
Who knows what Mother Kali is? The yogi contemplates her in the two-petaled and the thousand-petaled lotuses. Like a swan, Mother Kali plays with a swan's breath in our inner garden of lotuses. Kali is the bliss of Brahman, the meaning of Om. She dwells in every being just as she desires. Do you know the universe is in the womb of the mother? O my blissful mother, do not deprive me of your bliss. My mind knows nothing but your two blessed feet. The bee of my mind is absorbed in the blue lotus feet of the dark mother. Is my mother really dark? With the sky as her garment, and timeless, she lights up the lotus of my heart. She is dark only because of distance. She is no longer dark when she is known. Taking the name of Kali, dive deep, O mind, into the fathomless waters of the soul, where priceless gems lie. The ocean is never empty, even if in a few dives you do not find gems. Control your breath. Reach in one dive the seat of the coiled serpent. The pearls of peace, O my mind, lie in the ocean depths of wisdom. You will gather them through love, if you ask, by uniting with Shiva at the thousand-petaled lotus. O Mother, all is possible through your mercy. Obstacles and difficulties, like mountains that cannot be scaled, vanish. Dance just once, O Mother, in the lotus of my heart. Dance, O power of Brahman. I do not drink liquor. I drink divine bliss, shouting, "Victory to Kali!" These are words to songs sung by Paramahansa Ramakrishna, the great Indian yogi who lived at the Dakshineswar Temple just outside Calcutta during the mid and late 1800s. It was here, at the temple devoted to the worship of Mother Kali, that Sri Ramakrishna worshipped Kali, calling out to her, singing of her divine mysteries. His inner spiritual transformations took place under Kali's watchful eye. He danced to her playful rhythms. Surrounded by devotees, he called out to them to dance as well. Ramakrishna was a living embodiment of Kali's Leela, the playful dance of the Divine Mother. We receive our inspiration from Ramakrishna's Kali. Sri Ramakrishna demonstrated to us that if we approached Mother Kali as her devotee, with humility and love, we can also embody the rhythms of her blissful dance. The following guided meditations are designed to assist us, as devotees, in the art of willfully, mindfully, and, with an attitude of sweet surrender and receptivity, enter into the process of our own inner spiritual transformation. Our devotee's heart is then transformed from the plane of dark, gross awareness into the more subtle divine light and love of pure consciousness. We enter Kali's Leela.